border battle tonight, Minnesota Vikings and Green Bay Packers. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. We can call him Wobby. Let's be affectionate with him because, see, he has all the secrets to the Verizon winning formula. Those are the routes to beating the 4-2 Green Bay Packers. Special teams, defense, and let's begin with our offense.
I think it's red zone scoring, Paul. Bill Musgrave, in his press conference earlier this week, was asked what was key for Christian Ponder last year when he beat the Packers in Week 17. The first thing he said was red zone scoring. The right. Vikings were 4 of 6 in that game when they got into the red zone scoring touchdowns. I think that's going to be key in tonight's game. This is a defense the Vikings can drive on with Adrian Peterson and with Christian Ponder and some of that speed on the outside at receiver. Hopefully we can get Kyle Rudolph down the seam. I think we can drive on this team, but when we get in the red area, you have to score touchdowns. We've struggled with that at times this year. You look at last week against the Giants after Cordarrelle Patterson's 60-yard kickoff return. We don't put any points on the board. Colin Loeffler recovers a fumble on a punt. We don't put any points on the board. Those situations, you need to put points on the board, especially when you're an underdog at home.
And especially when you're going against maybe the best overall quarterback in the NFL in Aaron Rodgers. He'll put a lot of stress on the Minnesota Vikings defense tonight. What's the winning formula?
You have to close. You have to get home on Aaron Rodgers. We've done a good job of pressuring quarterbacks. We did it to Ben Roethlisberger. We did it to Eli Manning at times last week, but we just haven't closed and gotten a lot of sacks. That's been the forte of our defense for a long time, really ever since we've had Jared Allen, who has more sacks than any other player since 2004. So, we're going to get to Rodgers and pressure him and get him off his spot, but we have to close and sack him because when Rodgers is sitting in the pocket, he's an accurate passer. He doesn't make mistakes.
Head's always up.
To get Rodgers to make mistakes, you have to be pressuring him. You have to be forcing fumbles. You have to be hitting him. If you can do that, you're going to get him to make mistakes. But if he can just stand there in the pocket and it's clean, he can throw to the receivers. I know that a bunch of their receivers are hurt. It doesn't really matter when you have Rodgers. So, got to pressure him, get him off his spot.
Despite the loss Monday night to the New York Giants, Mike Prefer's special teams units represented pretty well. Like Wobby said, Colin Loeffler had a fumble recovery. Marcus Sherrill scored the only Vikings points of the game. And Cordarrelle Patterson, who leads the NFL in kick return yardage on average, had a long kick return. Maybe we can seal this thing on special teams.
Hopefully we can, but it's ball security on special teams. And Mike Prefer talked about that earlier this week, too. He said you can make all the great plays and all the great returns you want, but if you're coughing the ball up and giving the other team a short field on special teams, none of it really matters. It's a wash. And another thing that Coach Prefer said is in Minnesota, they view special teams as a weapon for this team, as a way to score points or as a way to set up the offense on a short field with kick and punt coverage. And that's what we have to do tonight against the Packers. We're playing at home, but we're underdogs. That means we need every advantage we can possibly gain, including on special teams. And you can't gain an advantage on special teams if you're coughing up the ball, which unfortunately Marcus Sherrill's did. So we need Cordarrelle and we need Marcus to be secure when they return their kicks. And then conversely, when we're covering them, let's see if we can knock a fumble or two out. They're going to be down their kickoff return with Randall Cobb injured, so maybe we can get that guy to fumble one or two.
Great job as usual.
Thanks, Paul.
And best of luck to the Minnesota Vikings this evening trying to snap a losing streak. Boy, it would feel so good to do it against these guys, the Green Bay Packers. Enjoy the game. For everybody here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan.